it's a classic role, Scrooge. It's such a great thing for an actor to go from being so dark and so mean and so miserable to all that great journey to being the kindest man who keeps Christmas in his heart better than anyone else. And so it's a great journey. It's a treat for an actor. At the beginning of the play, he presents himself as somebody rather smooth, who's into marketing and presenting a benevolent front to the world so he can carry out his financial activities. You soon see the real Scrooge underneath that, and the story begins.
He reminded me of a banker.
Yeah, I think he is. I mean, he's a financier. He works in the financial sector. You'll recognise Scrooge and you'll recognise Victorian London, but it's a subtle piece of writing which allows all sorts of other elements in to make it more relevant to the current audience. There are an awful lot of echoes of what's going on today. Right?
The Christmas carol, unless I am mistaken. Christmas cheer, is it not?
There's nothing of the sort, sir. I'm sorry to disappoint you. This, sir, is merely the latest thing in business, if you wish to know. And it is remarkably efficacious in separating credulous fools from their money and maximising profits. What do we call it, Mr. Cratchit?
Marketing, sir.
Louder, Cratchit.
Marketing, sir.
Marketing, sir. Not half clever, eh? And one day it will rule the world.
Patrick, where do you begin adapting a story so well known and turning it into a play?
I started off by writing the actual Dickens dialogue and the actual story. And then that was kind of a bit like, I thought that's what you'd expect. So I rewrote it again, and then I started to go a bit freer with it. And then you just find little things appearing in your mind, like there's a storybook in this that's only in the Dickens for about a moment. And I thought, that's interesting. But I got interested in why Scrooge is so awful. And what is he just a horrible person and he just gets better, or why does he get better? So that was the interesting thing for me.
And why is he such an awful person?
Because he lost a very, very important person in his life. It might be a bit of a giveaway. But he lost somebody, a woman in his life that completely made him hate Christmas and hate women and hate... So that's the journey the ghosts take him on, to see that story replayed over and over till it finally understands what he did. But it's quite a painful journey, like a therapy journey, really. It's a bit like a kind of very, very colourful therapy journey.
I, Ebenezer Scrooge, hate Christmas. I do not see Christmas. I do not hear Christmas. And any buffoon who wastes his hours of righteous toil spreading Christmas cheer to
all and sundry should be bored with his own Christmas pudding and buried in a grave with a stake of Christmas holly through the heart. Ain't that how it goeth, sir?
Yes, it is how it goeth, yes.
It is an amazing production, but it's an amazing story that it's based on. It's become part of our pop culture. It's as much part of Christmas as the Nativity itself.
I think it is. I mean, it is a classic story, and Dickens' story is so brilliant. And I love Dickens, and there are so many, you know, Christmas carols around, as you say. I mean, it's a classic. And my favourite is the Alistair Sim. So I've started off in the beginning of rehearsals, I was sort of echoing Alistair Sim all over the place, but evolved into my own version of Scrooge as we went on. But I hope there are still echoes of Alistair Sim, because he's such a hero.
What is the excellently expressive, and if I may say so, hilarious word I use for Christmas, Cratchit?
Humbug, sir.
Louder, Cratchit.
Humbug, sir.
Louder, Cratchit.
Humbug, sir.
Louder, Cratchit.
Humbug,
sir.
No, sir.
Every time I even get a glimpse backstage, all of the others are manically doing fast changes and they come back on in moments. I think, how did they get there? They've only just left the stage with me in one character and they've come back on transformed into some other seconds later. I mean, it's a wonderful ensemble.
You're never off stage, barely ever off stage. You must be shattered by the end of a performance.
It is a most exhausting show to do. But I don't know, I'm not complaining. It's a good part.